This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hello, Carlos.
So tonight, Friday, September 9th, we have a pretty fun event. It's the Heart of Texas Miniature Aircraft Club, and they're hosting this Greater Southwest Jet Rally. So if you're into miniature aircrafts, flying, and just kind of have an interest in that, you should go down to this and check it out. It's going to be at 3400 Overflow Road from 10:30 in the morning to 7 p.m., and that continues until tomorrow. So it's a free event, and sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then a couple other things that are going on in town, sort of arts-related, are the Texas Fine Arts is presenting an evening of art at the library.
Yeah.
And that's going to be at the Hewitt Public Library. It starts at 5:30 and goes till 7. And there's going to be complimentary wine and appetizers provided. This is kind of the kickoff night for the exhibit, which is going to run through October 30th. But it's going to feature George Giddens, who is a local artist who has been painting for over 80 years.
Wow.
Yes. And then all kinds of other painters, photographers, even a person who does wood burning. So that's a free exhibit, and you can join in for the fellowship. And then also tonight at the Hippodrome at 6 o'clock, you can go for a free sneak peek of Texas Music Cafe.
So, oh, fun.
Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Texas Music Cafe, it's a PBS show about Texas music.
Yes.
and the show actually airs tomorrow, Saturday, but you can get a sneak peek at the Hippodrome tonight at 6.
Very cool. And on Saturday, kind of getting our weekend started off, as we all found out last week, college football is back.
College football.
It's kind of a wild first week back, and the excitement continues again this week as Baylor football takes on SMU. But, you know, like last week, they are going to have a little tailgate concert series beforehand, and those take place 2 hours before kickoff, and this is going to be at McLean Stadium near Gate D entrance. So if you want to catch the music, head a little earlier, check that out, and then stay for the game.
Yeah, and it's free, and you don't have to have a ticket to the game.
That's right.
So then, just to be fair, there's also a UT game on Saturday, and there is quite a passionate group of UT supporters here in town. So there is a UT watch party that's going to be at Paparolo's. It costs $5 a person for pizza and tea. So if you're still basking in the glow of the victory over Notre Dame last week, maybe this would be a good time to get together with your fellow UT supporters and support your team.
There you go. And also on Saturday, it's never too early to start thinking about what you'll be for Halloween.
Right.
But the Baylor University Theater is holding a costume sale. So if you want a really good-looking costume, this is probably the place to check out.
Absolutely.
So they'll have a lot of different pieces, you know, for Halloween, of course, or if you have some, if you like to cosplay or anything like that. All proceeds will benefit an endowed scholarship, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. on Saturday to 3 p.m. at Downtown Storage at 225 Franklin Avenue.
Fun. And then also this weekend is the Parade of Homes. So Saturday and Sunday, if you just like to look at beautiful homes or if you're thinking about buying or building a new home, this is a great opportunity to see all the newest stuff, the newest technology, energy efficiency, floor plans, beautiful finishes. This is an event that the Waco Heart of Texas Builders Association does every year, and it's this weekend, so check it out. And if you feel like actually building a home with your hands instead of just looking at homes that have already been built, Waco Habitat for Humanity is having their Building on Faith kickoff this weekend. So Saturday and Sunday, they'll be starting Building on Faith. This weekend is actually Central Christian Church who is working with them. But if your congregation wants to join in on Building on Faith, you just need to get in touch with Habitat for Humanity and see when you can be the best help.
There you go. Do some good.
Yes.
And also this weekend, the Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, it's a new restaurant that's opening up pretty soon. They're teaming up with the Humane Society for a pretty interesting fundraiser. So if you want to get kind of a sneak peek of this place before the public, there's an event this weekend and you can check it out. The food will be free. All they're asking for is a donation to the Humane Society of Central Texas. And so that's going to be Saturday from 11 to 1:30 and 5 to 9. And again on Sunday from 11 to 1:30 and 4 to 8. But you will need to make reservations because it's probably going to fill up pretty quickly.
Right.
So you can do that at oldchicago.com and just look for the Waco location.
Yeah. Terrific. Then Sunday... On Sunday afternoon, if you're an artist and you're interested in learning particularly about pencil sketching, the Art Guild of Central Texas is having a pencil sketching demo. It's going to be free. It's at 1:30, and it's at Central Presbyterian Church. And then, of course, this is the 15th anniversary, if you can believe it, of the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Wow.
And I know that is engraved in my memory. But to remember those who perished in those attacks, on Baylor campus, there's going to be a memorial carillon concert.
Okay.
The carillon is the bells that are in the Patton F. Tower.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in going that, it's free. Lynette Gary, who is the University Carillonneur, will be playing some songs to help memorialize those people that we lost on that day, and you can just bring a lawn chair or a blanket and sit out on Founders Mall, which is kind of the grassy area in front of Patton F. on Baylor campus.
And on Monday, to get our look at the week ahead started, Act Locally Waco Book Club is back this month. It happens every other month, and this month's book is Being Immortal by Atul Gawande. And so if you're interested in reading a pretty good book about kind of getting older and what to do, like, kind of as you get older, right? This is a great book to read. And if you'd like to join the book club, you can go ahead and email Ashley T. at actlocallywaco.org and get all the details from there.
And also on Monday, we have cranked up again the Movie Mondays, which is a great program that happens every Monday night. It's a collaboration between Baylor Student Activities and the Waco Hippodrome, where they present a free documentary every Monday night. Mm. And it's at 7 o'clock. You do need to get a ticket, which you can get from the Bill Daniel Student Center or the Hippodrome. But this week's documentary is going to be about the Australia-based band Hillsong, which are... An international Christian band, Christian group that whose songs are sung every Sunday by more than 50 million people worldwide. So this documentary will talk about their beginnings and their rise to prominence, and I'm sure you'll get to hear some neat music along the way too. And then also Monday night is the kickoff for Servant Leadership School. If you're not familiar with Servant Leadership School, it's presented by Cross Ties Ecumenical Church, which is the church that does the Gospel Cafe over on 10th and Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And just about every semester, they offer some spiritual courses that are available for the community to participate in. This semester, there will be a servant leadership class taught by Marsha Marty and a class on the Gospel of Mark led by Dr. James Kennedy. The cost is $100. It includes the books. They meet every Monday evening and for the semester at 6 o'clock, and the cost does include a meal at the Gospel Cafe.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a neat opportunity for lifelong education.
There you go. And on Tuesday, September 13th, Baylor University is going to have this mentoring summit. So pretty neat opportunity. It's a free event, and it's going to feature speakers from around the community, and they're all going to be talking about the importance of mentoring. So again, that's a free event. It's going to be at 6:30 at the Baylor University Bill Daniels Student Union Building.
Another thing going on Tuesday night, I think, so this event, this group wins the prize to me for the most creative name for a vocal ensemble.
What's that?
Room Full of Teeth.
Oh.
So Room Full of Teeth, which is a Grammy-winning vocal ensemble vocal project that is dedicated to mining the expressive potential of the human voice. Wow. Is going to be performing Tuesday here in Waco at Baylor University. It'll be $15. It's at 7:30 p.m. in Jones Concert Hall, which is in the McCrary Music Building. If you take the entrance into Baylor off of University Parks, it's kind of next door to the Baylor Theater. Mm-hmm. But they have studied with masters from singing traditions the world over, and they kind of blend that all together into a really fascinating performance. So this is a great opportunity to hear some really interesting music from all around the world. Okay. 7:30 Tuesday night.
And also on Tuesday, Waco Christian Women's Connection is having a luncheon with a pretty cool topic. Sue Bolin will be presenting How to Handle Things You Hate But Cannot Change. So seems pretty like a pretty good topic for everyone. Yeah. And it will also have a vocalist, artist, Waco celebrity, right. Holly Tucker. She'll be performing too. And that's $15, and it's going to be from 11:20 to 1 p.m. at the Hilton in Waco.
And then also on Tuesday, Tuesday is actually a big day in women's history and U.S. history. Mm-hmm. It is the 100th anniversary of Jeanette Rankin being elected to the U.S. House of Representatives by the state of Montana.
Wow.
And if you don't happen to know who Jeanette Rankin is, she was the first woman to be to hold national office in the United States. So an important anniversary in our American history. And to mark this anniversary, the Women's and Gender Studies program in the History Department at Baylor are going to host a panel that will highlight 10 boundary-breaking women drawn from different eras, countries, fields, to have a great discussion about women in history.
Great.
And that will be at 3:30, from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Bennett Auditorium, which is on Baylor campus. Kind of at the intersection of 7th and Spate.
And starting on Tuesday is this really cool art exhibit, and it'll continue until late October, but it's called While I Breathe, I Hope. It's a collection of abstract paintings by Carolyn Lewis, and it's going to be at the Art Center. So it's inspired by art and nature. Caroline Lewis is an artist and textile designer seeking to capture the ephemeral and fleeting moments mm-hmm. of beauty through abstract patterns. So that show starting now. It is free admission with a suggested $5 donation, and that's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturdays at the Art Center of Waco.
Great. And then on Wednesday, you know, school's well rolling along
yes.
at this point in the semester. And, you know, we're big fans of Waco McLennan County Library mm-hmm. here, and they are getting their fall semester programming going. So Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Central Library, there's going to be Toddler Time, which is a story time for ages 1 and 2, where they have all kinds of fun movement and games and stories and music and rhymes and crafts and snacks. So great time at the library. And then also on Wednesday, Pre-K story time will be, which is for ages 3 to 6, at 10:30 a.m. at West Waco Library.
And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, the Nonprofit Network is having a donor engagement panel. So it's just going to be an opportunity to hear from a panel of experienced nonprofit professionals as they talk about donor engagement. So if you work in the nonprofit sector, that's always coming up.
Right.
You'll hear, you know, about successes and challenges in finding new donors and maintaining those relationships. It's a free event. It's going to be from 8 in the morning to 10 at the Texas Life Annex at 1000 Washington Avenue.
Okay, and then also Thursday is the day for the Waco Center for Youth annual golf tournament. Their motto is, "We're swinging for kids." So it's a four-person scramble. If you don't have a team, you can still go and you'll be assigned to a team. It's $340 a team, which includes green fees, cart, range balls, lunch, goodie bags. So if you like to golf, why not golf for a purpose, a good purpose. Oh. It'll be at Cottonwood Creek Golf Course. Registration starts at 11, $85 for an individual if you're not already a part of a team.
And also on Thursday, September 15th, if you're interested in the current state of state politics and what's going on in Texas, it's a good opportunity for you as there will be the State of the State Luncheon with special guest Greg Abbott. So this is $50 per person, limited seating. It's going to be from 12 to 1:30 p.m. at the Baylor Club in McLean Stadium.
Yep. And then Thursday night, if you like to kind of jumpstart your weekend one day early with a little live music, the Hippodrome, yes, the Hippodrome is featuring Brandon Ryder, who is he's kind of established himself in the Texas country music scene, what they call the red dirt scene.
Yeah.
He has 4 number one singles on the Texas music charts, and he's going to be at the Hippodrome. So the show starts at 8. It's $20. Doors open at 7.
Wonderful. A lot to do in Waco Town this week.
Absolutely.
Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, that's my hometown.